This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker usually reviews new albums, but today he wants to talk about three songs by three different artists: Elvis Costello, Lana Del Rey, and Eleanor Friedberger.
Thank you.
I cannot turn it off. Take one.
Basement babies strangling, saxophones they got, twisted motives they got, eyes of stone, and it's a terminal condition that is tattooed on their shoes. It's not that they don't need you, they're too mixed up to choose.
Broken. I have three songs to play for you, three songs very dissimilar yet converging in a fundamental way. The first is I Can't Turn It Off, an Elvis Costello song that led off this review. It was recorded in 1975, a solo performance cut before his first album and never officially released until now, as part of a two-disc set of Costello's music issued to coincide with his new autobiography, Unfaithful Music and Disappearing Ink. You can hear Costello in his early 20s pouring out words, that unstoppable flow of twisted aphorisms, puns, and emotion that characterized so much of his initial work. The guitar hook in the opening line, "Basement babies strangling saxophones," suggests that Costello had been listening to the work of an American word-drunk performer, Bruce Springsteen. But the chorus is pure Costello.
Sometimes I think that I have had enough. Sometimes I scare myself by giving up. Oh, you know that I can't turn it off. Younger rehearses all her blackmail faces. She's looking for the love that lasts. She'd never break the hearts of any aces, but she's learning pretty fast. I've seen those clowns.
In a way that's different from Costello, Lana Del Rey also can't turn it off. Her new album, Honeymoon, is the first one I can't quite connect with. Always fearless about her own self-absorption, Del Rey has hunkered down inside her private mythology on this album. It's like she's put up a wall to keep you out. But once, the wall crumbles. Significantly, it's on the song that closes out the album and is its only cover song, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, recorded most memorably by Nina Simone in 1964 and The Animals in 1965. Lana Del Rey seizes that song and turns it into an instant summary of her career to date. She trades on being misunderstood, even as she professes to plead for understanding. This gives her version a deep tension.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, some bad, but I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes.
Finally, I want to play a bit of a new song by Eleanor Friedberger, best known as half of the excellent brother-sister team The Fiery Furnaces. There's no new Fiery Furnaces or solo Friedberger album in the near future that I'm aware of, but she has written this superb song, False Alphabet City, for a film directed by the artist Sarah Moggenheimer.
Everyone's searching for their own letter in the false alphabet city. Everyone's searching for their own letter in the false alphabet city.
Thank you.
the pun of a section of Lower Manhattan nicknamed Alphabet City, Friedberger sings about everyone searching for the words to express what they feel about themselves and how they feel about others. The song becomes a kind of communal, citywide love song. Like the Costello and Del Rey performances, Friedberger is intent on burrowing beneath the surface of the words being sung, exposing frayed nerves and yearning while sounding in complete control.
Ken Tucker is critic-at-large for Yahoo TV. If you'd like to catch up on recent Fresh Air interviews you missed, like this week's interviews with Gloria Steinem, Carrie Brownstein of the band Slater Kinney and the TV comedy series Portlandia, and Dr. Vincent DeVita, who's a pioneer in the field of chemotherapy and former head of the National Cancer Institute, you can listen on our podcast. You'll find lots of other Fresh Air interviews there, too. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. John Myers directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross. We're closing with a song from a new album by the wonderful young jazz singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. I just recorded an interview with her, which we expect to play on Tuesday. This is her version of the Trolley Song, which was written for the movie Meet Me in St. Louis, starring Judy Garland.
Handsomest of men, I started to yen. So I counted to 10. Then I counted to 10 again. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brakes. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. When he started to go, then I started to know how it feels. When the universe reels. Buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. When he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me. And it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end.